You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
Yesterday was a big day for billionaire Jeff Bezos, along with three other individuals who successfully launched themselves into space.
Yeah, we all kind of sat here and watched it live, and I wasn't as sure if I was going to be like super impressed or not, because it was like a 7 or 11 minute trip. They were in space for like kind of space for a few minutes and then they land. But I was riveted and glued to it. We were watching like the elevation as they went, the height and versus the speed, and we're like, they're going like 2,000 miles an hour. It's crazy. I liked it.
Yeah. Well, the 11-minute trip made history by carrying the oldest and youngest people to ever fly in space, like 82-year-old Wally Funk and 18-year-old Oliver Damon.
I still don't know how he got on there because it was like $28 million. His dad must have paid
Rich
for that.
Rich dad, yeah. Once the capsule landed, Bezos, as well as the other three astronauts with him, were high on life, as you can imagine, having just experienced space. But later in an interview, Jeff spoke about the space flight and how he felt about it.
Everybody who's been up into space, they say this, that it changes them, and they look at it and they're kind of amazed and awestruck by the Earth and its beauty, but also by its fragility. And I can vouch for that.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine like getting up there and seeing it from that height would just be like awe-inspiring.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see if that makes a difference, because I feel like if I saw it, it would make a difference in my life, make me see the world a little bit different. It doesn't give me an excuse to treat it like complete.
Yeah, does it change you? And
right, but it would be interesting to see if he does something else, maybe good for the humanity with his money.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. I enjoyed watching it. We found out that one of the training, they didn't, because it basically flew itself, so it's not like they had to go through like a lot of astronaut training. And one of the things they trained was they had to run 7 flights of stairs in 90 seconds. And so Gavin and I tested that out to see if we could do it. We could be astronauts.
Yeah, we could.
Well, you could, but you might die from a heart attack soon.
Yeah, one of us almost did die yesterday. I think we have that posted on our Instagram.
Yes, if you follow Wally Show on Instagram or Facebook, you can see it right there.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and Betty Rock has a dilemma, I think, of sorts coming up.
I do. I have a friend of mine that has asked me or invited me to her dog's second birthday party.
Ooh, it's tough enough going to kids' birthday parties, you know?
Well, and I'm not against it. Okay. I love fur babies like anybody else
that
does.
That term even gets me.
Yeah.
I like them.
Okay.
I just don't know what the proper etiquette is, what's expected of me. Do you get a present for a pet?
Is this tongue-in-cheek? Like, I could see, like, hey, I'm having a second birthday party for my dog, wink, wink, and it's just really a chance for you guys to get together and, you know, and you maybe put a hat on the dog. Like, that's okay.
And you sing happy birthday or something.
I don't know about that.
I'm sure we would.
Okay.
I mean, what's a birthday without a birthday party song?
Yeah, I know. I love my cat, but, like, I just don't function in that world where the cat is another human and you give it human attributes and stuff.
Right, but you do have a family. You do have a child. You have a wife. To take care of, so I understand that. But my friend who's invited me, she's single, and this is her family.
Okay.
So I don't know if we... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you, and especially too when there's times of loneliness, like maybe your pet is the one thing that gives you that comfort that you need.
All right, I appreciate your perspective.
Right, so they deserve a birthday party.
It's not stopping the judgment.
No, but I appreciate the perspective. No, okay, so what are you supposed to do? Maybe you've been to a pet birthday party before.
Or maybe you've thrown a birthday party for your pet.
It's crazy. Do you bring, judgment still all through this.
Bring that in.
I will try.
Just a little.
I will try. Like, do you bring a present? Like, what is it? Like,
yeah.
I have no idea. Betty Rock has no idea what to expect.
And if you bring a present, what? I need all the help I can get.
Do you get a present for the person or you get it for the dog?
Because you don't want to be the only person that brings a present and people laugh at you. And you don't want to be the one that doesn't, as the only one that doesn't bring a present.
I mean, like gourmet dog treats. That seems like a good one. Like they have all those gourmet dog treat bakeries.
Those
which are
expensive.
Way more than they should be. Or just make cookies and give it to them. Like feed them chocolate,
can't do
right?
That. No, you can't do that.
All right, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. I would love to know if you've ever thrown a dog or pet birthday or just been to one. What can Betty expect or what is expected of her? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's how you can always be part of the show at a moment's notice. Keep that in your phone, and we'd love to hear from you. 855-33-WAY-FM.
Do you have any knowledge on this?
I heard you saying, would you bring a gift, or like you don't want to be the only one to not bring a gift. Do you bring a gift? I probably would bring something, but like leave it in the car. And that way, like if you go in and other people have one, you can be like, oh, I brought something, but I left it in the car. And that way you don't look kind of silly and, you know, like you get the feel of it first.
Casey, what would you take with you if you went to a dog's birthday party?
A cat. I would just walk in there with a cat and throw it in the door just to see what happens.
This is why you're not invited to dog birthday parties.
Greg, do you have any experience with this?
For the 1 year birthday party for my dog about 10 years ago, my wife had it. I thought she was crazy, but it turned out to be the best thing ever. And it's a memory that my girls were little, 9, 8 years old. We had dogs running around the backyard, dogs in the pool.
Okay.
They thought it was wonderful.
See, that's a good question because, like, we talk about, like, what present to bring and stuff like that. If you're having a dog birthday party, is it okay for guests to bring their dogs? I mean, you would think instead of just people coming over.
It's not a dog birthday party. Bring your dogs. I mean, who wants to come look at somebody else's dog?
See, that's what I thought it was. Like, if I could bring my dog to a dog birthday party, that's a little different because then it's kind of like going to the dog park or, hey, you know, then it is more of a dog's birthday party and not just a thing for the owners to get presents for their pet.
We didn't even expect people to bring presents, you know, because my wife had a little, like, goodie bag when they left. It had a little tennis ball in it and a long dog treat, you know.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Gave them, like, dog ice creams at the party. The dogs loved them. You know,
all right. Well, this is sounding better and better, actually. I think you and your wife did this party right.
Yes. I mean, it's a memory that my kids to this day think it's the greatest thing ever happened.
I'm curious, though, if your dog was, like, having fun at first, but then got suspicious towards the end, like, wait a minute. Are you just trying to make this a great day because you're taking me to the vet to get me fixed? Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and man, we have this great resource for you. If you're kind of going through some stuff and you don't feel like you can turn to people in your life, it's called our prayer wall, and you can post a prayer on there. Costs you nothing. You can give as much or as little information as you please, but then people are on the prayer wall praying for other people, and I love this because you will get a notification on your phone or your email, however you choose, that simply just says, somebody prayed for you. You know, it's like none of your information is shared, but it's just those reminders through the day when your phone dings that I'm not alone in this, and somebody else is praying for me and with me for whatever it is that you have going on. And I'm telling you, man, the prayer wall, the prayers run the gamut, and sometimes you find some that you've never seen before, like this one. It says, please pray for myself and my family. Friday night, I was involved in an accident. And I've seen those before, you know. But then the story goes on and says, a young man stepped out in front of my car. I never saw him, and he died.
Oh.
Yeah, that was my reaction, too. It says, I know it wasn't my fault, but it's still so hard. My family is worried about me, and we're all very upset. Yeah, that's one thing that she never saw her life being in that place. And all of a sudden, there she is, and then trying to wrap her head around how to process it and what to do, and turns to the prayer wall. And then I'm sure is in those moments where she's having maybe doubt or what have you, the phone will go off. Ding, and there's somebody praying for you just as a reminder that, okay, you're not alone in this, and God has this.
Mm-hmm. And you can be a part of this. Well, you know, Wally always says, when you go on the prayer wall, pray for someone too. And you can be a part of that. Just go to wayfm.com. You'll see a little tab that says need prayer. And you click on that. And all it's going to ask for is your name, which you could do anonymously. anonymously if you want, but then your prayer request, and it's as simple as that.
Yeah, so if you're there posting one, pray for one too, because you might find that that actually helps you as well, or you find other people that are going through the exact same thing as you, and it maybe helps you pray for yourself even in that moment too. So check it out. It's at wayfm.com. It's called Our Prayer Wall.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice, just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. I had to pick one that had Wi-Fi, so I wasn't roughing it too bad, but that is where I did some of my work that weekend. So I think the point here is that life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
I think that's what I liked about going back to school online, and I would imagine the same was true for you, Betty, is that wherever you are, you can do your homework.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time babysitting my cousins, and they were at a jump house, and I was just on the side, not jumping.
Yeah, asking them questions. Hey, real quick, kids, come here. I need a little help here. So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
So we are really not far away from the Olympics happening here in Tokyo. And I guess they're even doing some of the events prior to the opening ceremonies. That's kind of a bummer. Like if you... compete before it technically starts.
Yeah, it doesn't seem official. It doesn't seem like... It's a thing.
It's like the pre-award shows at like the Grammys and things like that.
Like they don't matter.
Yeah, you're not televised over that one. It's kind of like, oh, that's a bummer. But there was a really cool story coming out of the Olympics. There are more than a dozen athletes that are headed up to Tokyo this summer who are mothers, actually.
Oh, I like to hear that.
Yeah, the number was shocked me when you see how many and what high level these women are competing at. It is impressive. There was like controversy early on in the Olympics about would they be able to bring their infant children. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of got resolved. But among some of these mothers for inspiration, there's a gold medal Olympian in track and field, Allison Felix. There's a soccer player, Alex Morgan. And Morgan's competing in her third Olympic Games.
Wow.
But it'll be her first as a mom.
Aw, that's so sweet.
There's another sprinter, Quinira Hayes. She is going to her first Olympics and kind of balancing that out with having a two-year-old. A long-distance runner, Alphine, I'm not going to kill this name, Tuliamuk. Is competing just 7 months after giving birth to her daughter, Zoe.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. 7 months.
Oh, I think that's awesome because it just goes to show others that are out there, you know, they might think, oh, I've had a child. I just need to give up on my dreams. Mm-hmm. That you can still accomplish things even after becoming a mom.
Yeah, and then one of these moms is like 35 years old as well. So she, not only is she competing at the Olympics, having a kid, and she's 35, like, that is a lot of stuff. I mean, I think that kind of warrants a you go girl, I think. I think that's what you would say. Side note to this story, Brisbane, Australia has been picked for the 2032 Olympics. I know they pick them way out in advance, but I think Brisbane was smart. They were like, you know what, we'll host the 2032 Olympics. By then, this COVID thing should be over. And the funniest part of this is no one else was in the bid. They were the only ones bidding to host that, so
wait,
they got
it. Wait, you said 2022. Right?
No, 32.
Oh, 32.
Yeah, 2032.
So wow. Yeah. Okay.
And nobody else wanted
it. No one else wanted it. If I had known Brisbane was going for it, I would have been like, hey, Spring Hill, let's do this. Let's take on Brisbane. We got a 50-50 shot at winning it. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and recently Gavin went on a little vacation, and I was gone at the same time on vacation, and it's fun to go and do things, but you never know. Like, you're booking things in advance, and you're like, this is either going to be really great or really bad. Like, I booked a stained glass window making class for me and my wife on one of our vacations, and it was great. Like, it worked out really good. I was really happy that I did it. It was everything that was advertised. It was awesome. And so, Gavin, you went to a history type thing, right?
Yeah, we were on our way to Salem, Massachusetts, and we booked, like, on the drive there, we booked tickets to just a museum. Okay. And I'm not a museum guy, but I actually ended up liking it a lot. And the best part was is that, you know, usually you'll go by exhibits and there's just these still things, but there were actually animatronic, like, wax figures that were kind of comedic to me.
Yeah, because you know they're not, like, Disney caliber. No. You know, if you're in a roadside history attraction.
A little cheesy.
Yeah. So you don't get your money's worth.
That sounds really lame.
Yeah.
Like, if I was your kid, Dad, seriously?
Yeah,
this is the worst.
How many things, like, your parents tried to do, like, to teach you stuff on vacation?
So,
like, no, come on now. I am curious, like, if there's something that you've been on vacation for that ended up being a giant waste of money. Like, you finished up and you're like, oh, I should not have spent money on that. The one I see all the time, like, we do Disney a lot, and I see everyone buying these hats, and they're, like, with Goofy's ears and giant, funny, odd Mad Hatter hats.
That's fun.
Well, no, but they're expensive. And, like, if you buy the Mickey ears, like, that's more of a classic, you know, but these other weird hats, you're never going to wear that hat again.
Mm-mm.
Like, never. In a million years, you will not wear that. And I tell people as they walk by, I go, you know you're not going to wear that hat again, right?
I tell them.
I let them know.
They're so fun.
I think it's important. It's the right thing to do.
Who's the cranky old guy?
Yeah.
He keeps
it. Right.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do because I know they get home and then, like a month later, they're, like, cleaning out their closet and they see the hat and they go, that old guy was right. So what is that thing that you have wasted money on your vacation that maybe you regret? 855-33 WAYFM is the number. That's how you're always part of our show with us. 855-33-WAYFM. And it could be a little bit of money, or it could be like, oh, that was a giant waste of money. Those are even more fun. 855-33-WAYFM. Have you ever wasted money on vacation?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the classic t-shirt.
Yes.
You visited Daytona Beach or wherever, you know, name your spot. You never use those. You never want to wear them again.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They end up as like a work shirt for me a lot of times. But in the moment, you're like, I want to remember this day forever with an airbrush t-shirt of a Marlin.
Got that t-shirt.
Just recently, I went to Dollywood and I got myself an airbrush t-shirt.
Yeah, you did.
And spent around $35
yes.
for that sucker. But I still love it.
Betty's airbrush t-shirt purchase actually inspired me to write a song about how great it was. I think we have it here. Let's play it now.
Thanks, Wally.
When I left my house, a girl who had no dreams. Then all at once there it was standing in front of me. In the window showed its vibrant color scheme. Airbrush t-shirt. I was shaking, am I dreaming? Yes, it's trashy, but it's so me. Country couture in a store at Dollywood. I must have it, so I bought it. Cost a day's pay to look hot in. But I don't care, cause I really need help to flirt. Airbrush t-shirt. Have you ever done that?
I got two daughters, and I'm not a stuffed animal person, but we used to live about a couple hours from Disney World, and so we had annual passes, and we went probably 70 to 80 times in one year. We'd go almost every weekend. We would get them a stuffed animal every single time. That was their thing, a stuffed animal. We just sold our home. We moved to an apartment. They had to choose, and the rest are in storage. Like, we had to have a storage unit for stuffed animals.
Oh, I totally get that. I get that. My daughter did the same thing. We got to a place where she would want a stuffed animal, and this is how I solved it. She had 5 seconds friends to name it, and it had to be a creative name that I agreed on. And if it was a good creative name, then she would get the stuffed animal. If she just kind of phoned it in, it was a no-go, and we just moved on.
Wow, and you say she deals with anxiety, huh?
Yeah, but she's good under pressure, ironically.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If you watch the news for more than 5 minutes, it can be a little heavy, and so we thought we'd give you something that's a little brighter here with good news. Giddy up, three rapid-fire good news stories coming at you. We're going to start with you, Gavin.
A couple recently flew out of New York to go on a honeymoon to Guam, but shortly after going through security, they noticed that the diamond was missing from the woman's engagement ring.
Oh, that's a bummer.
So they alerted TSA, and they looked for, like, 5 hours. Like, they couldn't find it, and then 5 hours later, one of the TSA agents saw a sparkle on the floor, picked it up, found the diamond.
And retired.
Could have done that, yes. But he
that
actually...
would be make bad news.
Bad news, yeah. Giddy up. But good news, giddy up, he did what?
He messaged the couple.
There you go.
Yay. Got it back to him.
There you go. Nicely done. Good news, giddy up. Betty Rock, go.
There's a man named Gene Elliott, and recently he celebrated his 95th birthday. Ooh. And you would think at 95, he probably just wanted to have a low-key day, maybe with close friends and family.
Grandkids.
No, he went to the roller skating rink.
Yeah, he did.
And celebrated his 95th birthday. He said he's been roller skating since he was 5 years old.
Gene, the skating machine. It seems like he should have a satin jacket that says that.
I love it.
I hope someone gets him that for his 96th birthday. And finally, boy, I'll tell you, there was a 6-year-old therapy dog that went to Surfside. That was the site of that condo collapse because these emotional support dogs help people work through grief. Unfortunately, the dog Teddy is struggling himself now, physically, not emotionally, because I'm like, how would you know? but he's received, like, he actually had torn ligaments in his knees and a herniated disc. This dog must have been loved on.
Yeah.
But here's the good news part of it. People have set up a GoFundMe page and they're contributing for Teddy's vet bills. So he's going to get the help that he needs.
Teddy.
There you go. And that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. I have watched Shark Week on Discovery Channel for years. Hey, it's Wally, and right now there is a feeding frenzy that's not even taking place in the water. It's real estate. I've been looking for a house for quite some time now, and the real estate market is insane with extreme competition. Houses are going for way above asking price and with multiple offers, so if you're going to be a serious buyer, you have to be ready, and United Faith Mortgage can help. They are good at not only getting you approved, but also making your approval look as good as possible to help you win the home. United Faith Mortgage is a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who have a direct lender advantage, which can help you close faster and oftentimes can help you get a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. So maybe you don't feel like jumping into the feeding frenzy right now and buying a new home, but now could be a great time to refinance because home values are up and interest rates are down. So check out United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
TMI, my friends.
Also known as Today's Music Insider with Gavin.
I would say when you go to the airport, it's not frequent that you run into somebody that you might know or might want to talk to, but that was the case for Crowder, who we know for his great song, Good God.
Good God Almighty.
He ran into the one and only Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, he did.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. I sit back with a brand new addiction.
I've run into Vanilla Ice in an airport as well. I have.
I remember this story. Didn't you hide for a while in the bathroom?
No, I followed him back into the men's room. Yeah.
Oh, that's worse.
Way worse. Because I had interviewed him years ago, and we had like a memorable interview that I know he would have remembered.
Okay.
No. You know me. Like, I don't pretend to be people's friends, and I know it's radio. This is back in the mainstream days. But something happened that was so memorable, like he would have remembered this.
Okay.
I'm thinking we're like buddies. Like I'm thinking he'll remember it and we're friends. So I go back in to talk to him, and then as I'm walking back into the men's room, exactly, Gavin, that's what hit me. I went, dude, if he doesn't remember this, this is going to be the most awkward encounter ever.
Uh-huh.
And I turned around and walked out.
Oh,
and
good call.
I did not go speak with him. I think that was the right call. But Crowder actually got to hang with him.
Yeah, he hung with him. He sat next to him on the plane. Said he was like one of the nicest guys he's ever met. But T-Pain. What in the world?
Vanilla Ice
actually left something on the plane that Crowder picked up.
I got your hat, bro. I don't know if there's a
test or something. I failed. I don't. I'll get it back to you. I'll get it back to you.
That's funny. Word. Maybe it was a gift. Maybe Ice, because he's a giver. Ice was like, I'm gonna leave my hat for Crowder. Crowder, looking at his hair, looks like he needs it. Oh. Well, there you go. That's gonna do it for your TMI. Thank you, Gavin.
Show me the money.
Money, please.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Show Me the Money is a game we play, and you can win a prize here where I take the net worth of different celebrities and figure out questions around this, okay? And so this one is going to be all former child star related.
Ooh.
Okay?
I like
so,
that.
So, do you guys know who Peter Billingsley is? We'll do an example round here.
I know that name.
Yeah, you do.
I do not know
No, I know this name.
I know you
Peter
do.
Peter Billingsley.
Blonde kid, glasses.
Oh, Christmas Story.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Okay.
He was an elf, too.
Yes. So
he was?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was an elf. The man
How
elf.
Many Christmas Story leg oh. lamps? Okay, you know the leg lamp that they put in the front
yes.
windows? I think
yeah.
your dad has
My
one.
My dad has one. He puts up in the main front of the house.
How many Christmas Story leg lamps could you buy with Peter Billingsley's net worth? Okay,
like
closest to without... Yeah, current net worth. Closest
okay.
to without
oh,
going
man.
Over. And I picked the good leg lamp off of Amazon at $200 each.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
That's expensive. Oh.
Okay, so okay. Gavin, this movie, Christmas yeah. Story, is huge.
Yes, it is.
It plays every year on TBS, like 24 hours.
But did he sign a good deal back in the day
well,
where he got good residuals?
Great
question.
It didn't get good. I heard that it didn't do well in the theater.
At the time, right.
Right. But then they started playing it on TV because they could get it for a cheap price.
Yeah.
And then it started getting like fame.
Okay. So how many leg lamps do you think you could buy with his net worth?
200. Let's say $1 million.
$1 million?
$1 million. No, well, no, he's got to be more than that.
That would make him worth $200 million.
How do I do
the
math?
Yeah, Gavin's struggling with math more than
I
Betty.
Know.
Or Betty's just shouting out numbers.
Okay, I'm going to say $2 million.
$2 million.
However many lamps it takes to get to $2 million.
Okay.
Okay.
Gavin,
how many lamps?
Closest I'm going to going over.
I was just going to go with... I'm going to go with... My goodness. Okay. 5,000 lamps.
5,000 lamps. You think that he is worth like $10,000?
Is that what?
No, no, no.
No, times 200.
Yeah, times 200 would be more than that.
Oh, jeez.
This is so bad. Anytime we have to do math,
we need a calculator.
This is terrible.
5,000 times 200 equals... You would say he's worth a million. Okay.
Okay. I like my chances right now.
Yeah, because what did Betty Rock go with again?
I said whatever is worth 2 million.
So it would be...
Yeah, okay.
10,000.
So basically...
10,000.
He is worth... 60,000 leg lamps.
Okay.
Wait, that's a lot of money.
He
okay.
is worth $12 million.
Wow. I believe it.
Can you believe that?
I
Peter
do.
Peter Billingsley is
he
still...
He is wow. fantastic.
$12 million worth still. Okay.
I love his work.
So kind of a shocker there. We've got a couple more questions for you now. If you want to play, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. You'll get some questions about celebrity net worth, and if you get enough right, you will win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM.
Show me the money.
Money, please.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Mike, welcome to Show Me the Money. How are you today?
Excellent, Wally. Thank you.
You're going to get a couple questions here about the net worth of some former childhood stars. If you can get enough questions right, you'll win a prize. So here we go. Frankie Muniz, you remember him from Malcolm in the Middle and Big Fat Liar. Is Frankie worth more or less than the $28 million price tag to fly with Jeff Bezos on that 11-minute space flight? What do you think there, Mike?
You know what? Malcolm was pretty smart, so if Frankie's as smart and got some good investments, I'm going to go with more.
Okay. What do you think, Betty Rock? Is that a good guess?
I think less. I mean, he was a child actor,
yeah.
and I don't feel like that show he was in or that movie was that popular.
We haven't seen much of Frankie in years. He did start, like, race car driving just for fun. Like, he's not, like, winning, like, millions of dollars. But you know what, Mike? Your intuition was right. Frankie Muniz worth $30
million. What? Ow!
$2 million more. He could fly with Bezos and still have $2 million left. So there you go. That's one right. Good job. Home Alone star Macaulay Culkin, is he worth more or less than the most expensive comic book ever sold?
I'd have to go with less. He's kind of become a meme. I think he was working in a coffee shop or something. I don't know if that was a skit or if that was real, but I'm going with less.
You're
going
to go with
tough.
Less.
Kevin!
Yeah, what do you think, Rock?
I agree. I think it's less.
Okay, well, you guys are both wrong.
What?
Macaulay Culkin worth $18 million. Not a lot of money in celebrity world.
Wow.
The most expensive comic book, $2.16 million.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah. The crazy thing about that comic book, it was sold by Nicolas Cage, who probably needed it to pay a tax bill. Yeah.
No!
Highest price ever paid for a comic. Okay, finally, here we go for you, Mike. Based on who is worth more, okay, of these two celebrities, who should pick up the check at a fancy Hollywood dinner? Angus T. Jones from Two and a Half Men or Alfonso Ribeiro from The Fresh Prince and America's Funniest Home Videos?
Alfonso. I'm going to go with Carlton.
You think Carlton has made more money? Now, speaking of memes, Carlton is a meme.
Oh, yeah. And right. Everybody knows who that is, yeah. Whereas the other guy, not many people have seen that show.
Okay. Well, your intuition, both of you, wrong again.
No, it is not.
Alfonso Ribeiro, $7 million. Angus T. Jones, $20
million. He got gypped.
Wow.
That's not fair.
Oh, that is a bummer. Well, you know what, Mike? I'm sorry that did not work out for you today, but we don't like to see anyone go away empty-handed. We have a lovely parting gift for you just for playing a little Show Me the Money today.
Thank you so much.
Working for a living, living and working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's, you know, times are different after COVID, and the country's starting to get back to, you know, back on track a little bit, and that means places are hiring, but you might find that you could go a non-traditional route to get a job now.
That's right, and that non-traditional route is TikTok,
hey.
The social media platform, video social media.
Yeah.
So if you see your kids on TikTok and you get onto them typically, or if it's Wally's wife getting onto Wally for being on TikTok all the time, it could be that your kid is actually looking for their next career move.
How is that?
So TikTok is starting a thing called TikTok resumes,
okay.
Where you create a video resume and post it on TikTok. But they're not looking for anything boring. Like, don't post a video just listing out all the things that
you can bring. I'm really good
at
Excel. I'm good at with spreadsheets. I like Word. I'm proficient in it.
No, they don't want that.
Okay.
They want you to be creative, use filters and effects, and let your personality shine through. And here's the good news, too. Some of the companies accepting resumes, at least looking through the video resumes on TikTok this month, include Target.
No way.
Chipotle.
Really?
NASCAR.
Yeah, that's that checks out.
And the Detroit Pistons.
That is crazy. I have to tell you, like, I would like to work at a company that was at least doing something progressive and looking outside the normal chain. Like, we found Gavin on Indeed, actually, and that's not a normal way you find a radio person, you know? And so I kind of like this. Like, if we were to do one for the show, say the show was looking for a job, we were all going to do one together, like a TikTok video, I have a suggestion. And we would choreograph a dance, because I think that's important to this song. It's the Bye 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 song. And it'd be like all the same time. We just post, you know, hit it there. And then we do the little dance and the arms and stuff like that. And then I'd say, this shows you that we are always in sync on our show. See what I did there?
Zing!
Yeah. We could get a job in a top 100 market easy.
Surefire.
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
We're just a shoe-in.
Yeah. You know what? You might try anything. If you're looking for a gig, like, try something different, and you might lead to the job that you never even knew you wanted, and give TikTok a shout there. Don't do it. Don't hit the button. I know you want to hit the skip button. That's what podcasts are great for, because you can see the ad coming and you're like, I'm going to just skip this. Skip, 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 and get onto the aftercast, which I love that. I'm glad you like what we do. But just for a minute, don't hit it. Take your finger off the button. Don't hit skip. This is way more important than just some ad wanting to sell you something. We've partnered with Food for the Hungry, FH, as the cool kids call them, and they do amazing work with children that are vulnerable all around the world, and they get them the help that they need through people just like you.
Yeah, and just think about this. A little over a dollar a day can help your sponsored child, as well as other children in the community, get food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. So you can help end poverty right now by visiting fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show.
And the cool thing about this is, A, it helps the child and the community be better, because if you just have one child that's being helped, the community is still suffering, and it doesn't create a sustainable long-term long-term solution. So that's what I love about how FH works. But then the other great part of this is you get to interact with that child. You can formulate that relationship with them, and you can write them and encourage them, and because they have really hard lives. And so the fact that you get to be a little piece of Jesus to them every day is a gift. So thank you for, if you've made it this far, not hitting skip, and maybe just go ahead and pop on over to fh.org/Wally Show and think about sponsoring one of our FH kids right now, because every minute that we wait is another minute, week, year, month that these kids are waiting for someone to come in and help them as well. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
With the 2021 Tokyo Summer Olympics starting Friday, late night talk show host Jimmy Fallon asked his viewers to, quote, describe a sport badly in a tweet. I love when he does this kind of stuff. So here is what he ended up with.
Fencing, beekeepers trying to stab each other. Synchronized swimming, but for drama majors. Basketball, you have 24 seconds to pass the ball to the most talented player. Shot put, the thing you always wanted to do in a bowling alley but couldn't. Curling, competitive swiffering. Cricket, baseball but with a British accent. Hockey, mullets on ice.
That's so good. That's so good. Great. I like big beekeepers trying to stab each other.
And it's so accurate.
Zach, who used to work on the show, I got him fencing lessons one time.
You did?
Yeah, as a gift.
Did he want them?
No, I didn't say he wanted them.
Oh.
But he was always up for like different experiences and things like that. And so I found a fencing class near us. And he had mentioned sometimes that he thought it was cool. And I don't think he ever did it. And I think the fencing place went out of business because he didn't go.
Zach.
If he had gone, he would have bought a whole outfit and he would be a professional fencer.
He's done beekeeper. That multiple times with gifts we've given him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He doesn't always follow
is
through.
He the way he is?
I think he just now used the hot air balloon ride we gave him 2 years ago.
That boy.
I know.
I'm not going to get him anything.
No. We're going to stop. Absolutely stop. After one more chance at the fencing, because I think it's really great. I would actually do that. I'm listening to YFM. This is The Wally Show. And the extent to which people get offended or bothered today is just mind-boggling, man. Like, this is what I never thought I would see. A woman complained because someone paid it forward for her at a Starbucks, okay? You know how when you're in a drive-thru at a Starbucks, you pay for the person behind you? Just to be nice. Bring a little joy to their day. Mm. And that's it. That's all you do. And then you go on about your day. And then a lot of times what happens is that person then will pay for the person behind them. Gavin experienced this, correct?
Yeah, it was like one of the first couple weeks that I was here at this job where I was at a Chick-fil-A and somebody paid for me. And personally, I'd never had that happen before.
It's cool.
I didn't know the etiquette of it. I didn't pay for the person.
Yeah, see,
he
didn't pay for it. This lady contends that you feel pressured to have to do the same thing to pay for the person behind her. So she did, but the order was like $30. And so she was like, you know, paying it forward is nothing more than bullying and peer pressure. Okay. Stop it. Don't use the word bullying for that. It's not appropriate. And I get it where you feel that peer pressure to keep it going. But if the worst thing that happened was you made somebody else's day behind you and it cost you $38, it's not a horrible thing. You know, it's still a good thing.
I would agree.
Yeah.
It is a good thing.
But Betty's super cheap. So
no. That's... Hey!
You are! But that's
why
okay.
Why do you like to offend people?
No, I'm not. I'm just
yes,
saying.
Yes, you are. Oh, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I get her point, though.
Right.
Because maybe... Oh, okay. Yes, I get her point. Because... She might be hard on money right now. Like, maybe she just bought herself one drink.
Yeah, but she doesn't have to pay it forward. Like, it can stop with you, and it's okay. No one's the wiser except the barista, you know?
Right, that's judging you.
Yeah, exactly. And they're not judging you. Like, oh, cool. You know, you just won the lottery today, basically. You got a free coffee, you know? So I don't understand where that comes from. But I do want to talk about your story with a pay-it-forward situation. Was it positive, or was it a negative experience? Like, you know, you paid for the person behind you and you felt good about it? Or did you pay for the person behind you and all of a sudden their bill was ginormous and you got stuck with it? I'm real curious if this lady is on point or not. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And we'll take your positive or negative experience with regard to paying it forward now. Have you had a positive or negative experience when it comes to paying it forward?
I've had positive experiences, but as someone that works in the service industry and has been a barista, I think the more kind thing to do was to give the barista a better tip.
So instead of paying it forward and keeping that train going, you're like, just take care of the barista here. If you're not going to do that, then maybe you tip a little extra.
Yeah.
And at least you're still doing something kind, so that works too. Well, I got you down, girl. Thanks.
Yeah, have a good day. Thank you.
All right, Angel, you're up. Have you had a good positive or negative pay it forward story?
My husband's been in the Marines 17 years, and so when we go to Cracker Barrel, we always look for like veterans by themselves. You know, you can always tell them they've got their hat on, they're by themselves, sometimes with a spouse. But we always want to, like, pay for their ticket, you know? And so I used to catch myself when he would say, oh, let's pay for their ticket. I'd be like, yeah, but they got a steak and a salad and dessert. And I was like, I'm cheaper than him. And so I would, like, play this out in my head and be like, I don't know. That could be, like, $40 at Cracker Barrel. But eventually the Lord checked my heart and we would just start picking them up anyways. And then I'd start conversations with them. So it turned out to be a blessing, but it used to be funny because I would just like literally pick apart everything they had on their table.
Yeah, I get that. You're like, hey, how about that veteran over there? It looks like he just has water.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, that's just a coffee and pie. We're good with that.
Yes. Caroline, have you had a positive or negative experience when it comes to paying it forward?
A lot of both, honestly, but it was one of those things that this one time we were going through and someone was like, oh, hey, you know, the car in front of you took care of it. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. I'll take the car, you know, behind us. And she's like, listen, I'm not one to do this, but the car behind you is like $42.
Oh, at least she gave you the heads up.
Yeah. So she was like, no judgment at all. Like, but it's a really pricey order and you had like a $2 coffee paid for.
That is so nice of her to let you off the hook kindly.
I was like, thank you. But yeah, no, it was really great because a lot of times, you know, it's like, oh, you're going to be the one to stop it. But she was like super sweet about it. And I felt a little guilty, but I'm like, that's $42.
I know. I paid for Gavin's meal behind me one time. Gavin then, because he had not done that before, and we gave him a hard time about it, and he was just getting a dollar soda, so I got off paying a dollar for his soda, and the person behind him had like a $30 bill, and he paid it.
Oh, gosh.
Amanda, have you had a positive or negative experience with that?
Probably negative, but not for the reason that you would think. So I have actually only experienced this one time, and I was at a McDonald's where it's two lanes and they have to merge together at one point to get to the window. So this guy in a big truck totally cuts me off, and I'm sitting there with my son in the car, and I'm like, oh, what a jerk. This guy just totally cut us off. Like, and then we get up to the window, and the lady's like, oh, the guy in front of you paid for your food, which was actually quite a bit because it was for my whole family. So then I felt about an inch tall because I had been complaining about this guy the entire time. Like, look at him in that big truck. He knew that we were in front of him, and he cut us off. So I felt horrible. And then it gets even better because I was in such shock that he had paid for our food that I forgot to even ask about paying for the people behind me. So then I just totally end the whole pay it forward and I drive off and my son looks at me and goes, I think you were supposed to pay for the people behind us. So I was a horrible person, not once but twice in the drive-thru line.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.